Welcome back. It's Inside Agriculture on a Monday morning, and we expect a couple days of drying ahead of some wet weather Wednesday. But tomorrow, USDA releases its new round of crop and livestock forecasts.
This Tuesday, USDA will be issuing new forecasts for the size of this year's crops, but also
forecast on the trade side, exports and imports, based on export sales data and recent trends.
On that score, trends, USDA's Outlook Board Chairman Mark Jackanowski told us Hurricane Ida did disrupt shipments out of Gulf ports there for a few weeks. However,
most of those facilities are back online, so we're starting to see a pretty strong increase in export inspections, shipments out of the U.S. So the patterns are coming back more toward normal volumes.
And as far as just export sales activity,
we've seen in throughout September quite a few, another continuing sort of steady stream of sales to China. So that's been positive.
And Mark Jackanowski says his analyst will be looking at shipments, export sales, demand trends around the world, and the size of the U.S. crop being harvested to make new forecasts for exports of most major crops. We'll get to see those Tuesday noon Eastern Time. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Last Thursday, the House Ag Committee held another hearing on livestock markets. Michael Clement shares the details.
Lawmakers on the House Agriculture Committee held another hearing on livestock market issues. Hearing from producers, packers, Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack, and other lawmakers. Scott Bennett, American Farm Bureau Federation Congressional Relations Director, says the hearing included testimony from Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa.
It's the first time in modern history that a sitting senator has come across the Capitol to the House side to testify in front of a committee. Senator Grassley has an effort around mandatory minimum negotiated trade, and he pled his case in front of the committee. We also had Secretary Vilsack discuss what USDA is doing in regards to the livestock industry, including the $500 million for small and regional packing capacity expansion.
Bennett says the hearing included a discussion on anticipated Grain Inspection Packers and Stockyards Administration pending rules.
There are three anticipated rules from USDA. One will involve undue preference. One will involve competition. And the third, that is relatively new, will involve the tournament pay system in poultry. Secretary Vilsack in his testimony said we could anticipate those rules by the end of this year.
Bennett says Farm Bureau is working on other issues for livestock farmers as well.
We have been working on behalf of farmers and ranchers for quite some time regarding the extension and authorization of livestock mandatory reporting. We have also been advocating for the new swine inspection system so that it can operate for pork processors as it has for many years.
Michael Clements, Washington.
The sugar beet harvest here in the valley has been slow due to too warm root temperatures. But in Michigan, it's because of too much rain and increased Cercospora pressure.
I wouldn't say that we're looking at the disasters that we've seen in 2016 or anything like that, but because our growers have been pretty vigilant about spraying, but the pressure's still there.
Rob Gerstenberger, Michigan Beta Seed Sales Manager. He said despite the Cercospora pressure, yields for Michigan beets have been phenomenal, averaging 34.5 tons per acre.
We are on track for a record crop. We've never seen a crop this size in the fall, and so we are going to have a record tonnage crop.
According to USDA's crop progress report a week ago, 63% of the beets are left to be harvested. This is Inside Agriculture. We'll be right back.